A task force this winter at WSU found that about 200 students per year end up in the emergency room because of either alcohol poisoning or an alcohol-related injury. The worst case came last October when an 18-year-old freshman passed out and died. He had a blood alcohol level 5 times the legal limit.
There's a small segment of students who drink in a really pretty high-risk fashion.
Dr. Bruce Wright is a psychiatrist who runs the Student Health Center on campus. He also chaired the task force.
We've always had that segment of students, but the high-risk students are getting even higher risk.
Those students are doing a bunch of dangerous things. They're drinking more hard liquor, possibly because it's more available after liquor sales were privatized, and the task force singled out caffeinated energy drinks, which can fool you into thinking you're less drunk than you really are. These trends are similar on campuses across the country. WSU this year created a class about alcohol that's mandatory for freshmen. A new survey shows it's having an impact. Abstinence is up, and in the Greek system, this year's class is half as likely to drink as last year's. The Alcohol Task Force is recommending the hospital in Pullman and the Student Health Center start conducting a mandatory screening test and follow-up counseling for all students who end up needing emergency treatment for alcohol. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.